back to it here on a Thursday. All right, so I'm going to go to the DTE Common Sense Hotline before I get into former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm's testimony on her confirmation hearings to be the Secretary of Energy. Heather is on the line. She's been messaging me about vaccinations and so forth, so let's talk about that. Heather, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. What's on your mind?
Okay. I finally got a vaccine appointment on Monday, and it was not through the health department or Meijer where I signed up for one. It was through our father's nursing home.
Really?
Yeah.
How long did it take to get the vaccination appointment? And hold on, let me back up. Has your father been vaccinated?
Yes, he's 90 years old and in Charlevoix in a nursing home.
Okay. And so let's talk about your vaccination appointment coming up on Monday. How long? Okay, no health department, not through Meijer. That's kind of disappointing. How did you get
through him? Not through the Postal Service even.
Right, so how long did it take to, you know, navigate through this mess?
Oh, I've been trying to get a vaccine since they first came out. And when I found out that postal workers qualified for the Tier 1B, I signed up right away. So that was probably a month ago.
And yet, the governor would tell you that somehow it's Donald Trump's fault that it's not set up.
Yeah.
Yet in West Virginia and Mississippi and all these other states, vaccines have been put in the arms of millions of people. I think we're doing a woefully inadequate job. I think that all summer long, while she was, you know, playing politics and trying to be vice president, our governor may have been better served working for the people of Michigan that hired her. Your thought?
I agree. Petoskey Schools just did about 1,700 vaccines this past weekend, and they went in the arms of the elderly and teachers. I don't understand why teachers are at the top of the list when most schools have been online and data shows that children are not transmitting the disease.
So teachers, you know, you're saying that teachers got vaccines, right?
Yes.
Well, to me, if that gets rid of the excuse of not being in the classroom, then I would inoculate every teacher in the state immediately. Because the long-term damage to children from these lockdowns and schools being closed, many of them since March of 2020, is the damage emotionally, socially, and long-term we can't even begin to measure the damage that's been done. I greatly appreciate you being here. After you get the vaccine, if you would, Heather, let us know how that went and give us a follow-up.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in and letting us know. Now, it seems unusual. Now, if you've had a similar experience, I want to hear from you. If you've tried to get in line because you're qualified, and as a postal worker she is, Tier 1B, you heard her say it. If you can't get your vaccination, why can you not get it? What's the problem? What's the holdup? If you can't get through the health department or Meijer, or anywhere else, she finagled it through her father's nursing home. It leads me to believe that there's something wrong with the system. I want to shift gears now to the former governor, Jennifer Granholm. She was on the hot seat yesterday. She is going through her confirmation hearings to be energy secretary, a frightening place for a Green New Dealer to be, because these secretaries have a lot of power. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming hammering her on failed policies and citing a USA Today article about it. Go with bite number four to begin with. Bite four. Go.
USA Today published an op-ed entitled Jennifer Granholm's Energy Record in Michigan Should Frighten America. The op-ed alleges that as governor, you directed hundreds of millions in taxpayer dollars to battery, solar, other green energy companies that failed to deliver on their job creation promises. One of the highlights that they talked about, one of the examples was A123 Systems, an advanced battery company, promised to create 3,000 jobs. 2009, the Obama administration awarded A123 Systems $249 million grant. Your administration provided more than $141 million in credits and subsidies. In 2012, they filed for bankruptcy, later bought by a Chinese company, restructured in federal bankruptcy court, and stopped manufacturing in Michigan altogether.
And it was a complete failure. Yet this person is going to be in charge of a lot of what you do going forward. She doesn't seem to care much about the destruction of tens of thousands, maybe millions of jobs. Go to Bite 6. Listen to this response with Jennifer Graham.
A long-term ban on oil gas leasing is going to cost about 62,000 jobs in New Mexico. And we have the senator from New Mexico here, about 33,000 jobs in Wyoming, 18,000 jobs in Colorado. A long-term ban is going to cut revenues to New Mexico and Wyoming by hundreds of millions of dollars, which these states use for K-2 public education, other essential services. I'm just curious how a long-term ban consistent with the president's goal of unifying our country and putting Americans back to work and helping our economies grow, how is that all consistent?
I think the president's plan of building back better, which would create more jobs in energy, clean energy, than the jobs that might be sacrificed.
Yeah, clean energy jobs. Here's the problem, and here's the pushback, as you keep hearing this. Well, solar installers and wind turbine installers and maintenance people are the fastest growing jobs in America. Okay, that's true. I looked it up. The problem is, They only pay a fraction of what oil workers get paid. There's your problem. 52 after a quick break on the Steve Gruber Show.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
Someone has to step up. Someone has to step up and take a leadership role for the games to be played. That someone is an official. Someone with the love of the game and of kids and the courage to make the tough calls and take the heat. Getting started is easy. To become a registered high school game official, call or click the Michigan High School Athletic Association. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.